The Irish Racing Podcast with Andy Holding. Listen to the podcast at williamhill.com/podcasts. Or subscribe via iTunes by searching William Hill Podcasts in the music store.
Hello and welcome once again to the Irish Racing Podcast. I'm Andy Holding, going to be taking a look at a 7-race card at Naas this evening on Wednesday, July the 26th, in which the big race of the night comes up in the shape of the Dark Angel ABF Stakes at 7:30, which is a listed contest, of course, for the fillies and the mares. And with all 13 runners set to go to post, that certainly looks very competitive. We also have some big field handicaps as well to get our teeth stuck into, with the 6:55, 8 o'clock and 8:30 all looking trappy, respectively. We begin, however, with 8-2-year-old contest at 5:55. And there are three horses in this race that bring a fair level of form to the table. You'd imagine that one of them would be good enough to step up to the plate and finally shed the maiden tag here this evening. Brick by Brick certainly is the most experienced and has probably got the best form coming into this race, courtesy of two efforts behind Romanized, who ran really well, of course, at Royal Ascot in the Coventry, and more predominantly last time out at Bellistown when beaten by Gerlines' Golden Spell, who's gone on to frank the form in spectacular fashion, winning a very good race at the Curragh next time out in a fast time. Certainly looked as though Jessica Harrington's Charge had got that race very much wrapped up in his pocket with a furlong to run, but he just faded in the latter stages on the incline to the line. He should get a good posse here tonight from stall number two, as they tend to race on the far side rail in the early stages of these races here at Naas. And he looks very much the one to beat. However, he won't have all things his own way with Mark Wellington in the race, who ran well last time out on unsuitably soft ground. And he could go better dropping back in trip here tonight. Also, Huawam was quite impressive first time out when he was second to Aidan O'Brien's Darley. Back in the field that day was US Navy Flag, who's franked the form on several times subsequently. So quite a trappy little race to start the evening. If you gave me a bet out of the three, I think the value is probably Huawam, given that he's just had the one run and he probably might be open to the most amount of improvement. But a nasty one to start proceedings off with all the same. On to the second race then, the 6:25. And this surely is an obvious opportunity for Conversely to finally get her head in front. She's certainly been unlucky run than anything else so far in her career. And those last two runs at Garran Park and Naas certainly suggest that she's worth another go, because they've both been in very good time figure races, particularly that one down in Garran, when she chased her Music Box from the Aidan O'Brien stable to little avail in the latter stages. But the form has worked out really well, particularly as the winner's gone on to run really well in several good races subsequently, and he's rated in the 90s now. So technically speaking, Conversely has been running way beyond her rating currently of 78. And she did that last time out here at this track, when once again running up to her very best, but not quite getting home. Therefore, I do think it's a wise option for Connections to drop her back to six furlongs, because she does travel really well in her races. Sometimes, if you've been picky with her, she's probably travelled a little bit too well for her own liking and pulled herself into the ground. But hopefully tonight, with a strong pace to shoot at, Conversely will have no excuses in that 6:25. On to the first of the big handicaps then, which comes up in the shape of a six furlong contest at 6:55, and the one I quite like here is Ducky Mallon from the Donald Kinsella stable. This horse doesn't win very often, but when he's in decent form, as he was this time last year, he's a fairly decent horse to follow. And I don't think he's done a fat lot wrong in his last two or three runs, if I'm being perfectly honest. That run at the Curragh two starts ago behind the likes of Enter the Red and Marfa Hila certainly reads well on paper. And he ran right up to his best level of form last time out over what turned out to be an inadequate trip at Navan last time out in a bit of a wild finish. But this is his best distance, and he only have to go back to his run early on in the season when he was six in a very competitive handicap one by Oscar Gymnast to think that he would have a bright chance here off a £6 lower mark. The ground should be absolutely ideal on that occasion. It was heavy, and he's drawn probably where the best horses are here tonight, the likes of Aspen Bell, Your Pal Sal, and Buttermere, and He's Complete, for instance, are all drawn towards the middle of the track. So Donald Kinsella's Charge should have an ideal platform to shoot at here. Available to back around about 15-2, 7-1 this morning, I make Ducky Mallon probably one of the best each-way bets on the card there in race number three. On to the big race of the night then, the 7:30, which is a listed contest for the fillies and the mares. And there are a couple of horses that I think are worth considering in a race of this nature. We'll certainly start off by mentioning Rahana, who, of course, got a well-documented poor ride by Pat Smullen the last time we saw her in the Irish 1000 Guineas when fading into fifth. But prior to that, she'd been really impressive over tonight's course when running away with a decent Group 3 contest. The key to her, however, is fast ground. So the more the rain falls on the County Kildare turf, the more her chances diminish. Therefore, I'm looking towards two horses that will have no problems with the underfoot conditions. And the first of those is Mohiba from the Michael O'Callaghan stable, who ran really well on seasonal reappearance at Navan the other day. We're not just quite getting home against the admirably tough and very smart Red Sabre in the latter stages. She certainly suggested as though she needed the run that night. And with that run under her belt and with the tongue time for the first time, I certainly expect Michael O'Callaghan's filly by helmet to go really well on her first try in Patton Company this season. The other one is Only Mine from the in-form now Joseph Murphy stable. This has also got plenty of form on softest ground. She certainly likes to get a toe in. And she made all the running to win well last time out, beating the ever-durable Gordon Lord Byron in a listed contest at the Curragh. Prior to that, she'd run well in a Group 3 when she just failed to get home in the latter stages when being picked off by Penny Pepper. But those two runs certainly suggest that she's keeping her level of form up to a very high standard. Nicely drawn if the field race down towards the near side rail in stall 13. I certainly expect Only Mine, along with Mohiba, to go really well in that fourth race. On to the fifth race then, which is the 8 o'clock, and it's an apprentice handicap over a mile. And my best bet of the night and my nap of the day runs in this race in the shape of No Approval from the Pat Murphy stable. This horse really caught the eye last time out when seen at Tipperary. Held up towards the back of the field. This is horse was travelling best of all as the field swept into the home straight, only to get not a particularly clear passage in the latter stages. But I do like the way he finished off his race. He certainly went through the line very strong to suggest that his winning turn was just around the corner. Hopefully tonight will be the night. And from a prominent break this time from stall 4 in the hands of Killian Hennessy, I'd expect No Approval to go very close to winning that 8 o'clock. On to the penultimate contest then, which is the 8:30. It's a mile handicap and a very competitive one at that as well. Around about 9-2 the field this morning. You can fancy quite a few of these three-year-olds here against the older horses. The likes of Rome to Rome, Auckland and Pincheck all have nice profiles and to suggest that they could be particularly well handicapped. But I'm going to stick with one of the older brigade and go with the old Club Wexford, who's been a bit of a regular for this podcast. He's a right old warrior, Jim Bulger's charge. And although I do think this horse's best trip is 7 furlongs, as his 3 ones testify, he has got plenty of good form over a mile, certainly to suggest he can be competitive at the very least here tonight. He's got good form at the track, and I thought he ran quite well, considering he was very slowly away the other day at the Curragh, and that's really not him. Usually he likes to race quite prominently, and he did win on his last visit here to the County Kildare venue back in the middle of June, so he's clearly got bright prospects of hitting the frame at the very least. Round about 6-1 this morning, I'll go with Club Wexford each way, based on his speed figures and his overall form there in the 8:30. On to the final race then, which again is another competitive looking race. My automatic selection would have been Reckless Gold here from the informed judge of O'Brien stable, but unfortunately he doesn't run, so we're left with a little bit of a shaky looking field, or unconvincing looking field anyway you could say. Psychedelic Fung, certainly the best of these as a 2-year-old, hasn't really convinced so far this season, albeit he did run well beyond Caravaggio on his penultimate start. The only problem I've got with him is he hasn't really got much form beyond 6 furlongs, and this is going to be a stiff mar here tonight, so I couldn't recommend him around about the even money mark. We've got Panama Hat coming back off the back of a nearly 2-year layoff, and given that all his best form's over a mile and a half, this trip of a mile might just stretch him. So I'm only really left with Geological as the automatic selection here. Now, this horse has been an unbelievable servant to Damien English in recent times. Ever since last September, he's virtually run every week. I think a Marine would have shrugged his shoulders at the kind of campaign that this horse has been given. But he just keeps coming back for more, and there was absolutely nothing wrong with his run down in Ferryhouse the other day when once again he tried to make all the running against speedier types such as Captain Power and Palavicini run. But you've got to admire his fortitude, because he dug deep all the way in that race. He just did not want to give up. And in the end, he hung on for third in a bit of a wild finish. But this is his best trip tonight over a mile. It'll certainly give him a chance to roll along and get a bit of a breather in at the corner. And as often is the case here at Nace, you do want to be on front runners here. And if he does slip along and slide along from the front with an uncontested lead, which is predicted, it could be very difficult to catch in the lane, because he is, as I said, granite tough and very hardy in the latter stage of his races. So Geological, round about 7-1 this morning. Certainly got every chance of seeing it out from the front there in the final race. Thanks very much for listening to this edition of the Irish Racing Podcast. I'll be back again to look at Leopardstown card tomorrow, which is a 7-race programme beginning at 5:55. So until then, it's goodbye from me for now.
William Hill is committed to responsible gambling. Visit gambleaware.co.uk for more information.